In Ghana, a small private university is helping with entrepreneurial efforts to turn the aid-dependent West African country into a high-tech hub. Although the task is daunting, early signs are encouraging.
This is our Africana and English collection. So, again, it's a small collection, but it's very focused on the courses that we're teaching here in Africana studies, African history, African philosophy.
Associate Director of Development Matthew Taggart is giving a tour of Ashesi University. The name means beginning in the local Akan language. Students here are mostly interested in computer science and business management, and all the computers at their disposal. The university's president and founder is Patrick Awua. He studied in the United States and worked for the software giant, Microsoft. But after he and his wife, also a Microsoft employee, had a child, they decided it was time to give back to his native Ghana.
This is a very rewarding project to be engaged in. Students are doing well. The first class graduated last year, and they're placed in industry and they're doing very well. We're getting very good reports back, and that's very rewarding. Frustration has to do with working in Ghana is not always easy. You know, infrastructure is not where it needs to be, and we have to struggle with that.
I've written part of it, but I need to test it. So I have to write a little more code and then test the program and then submit it. I'll just email it to my lecturer.
Araba Amuasi is doing homework for a computer class. She is scheduled to graduate in 2007. Like most students, some of her schooling is paid by her parents, but she also gets a loan to cover the several thousand dollar tuition. Amuasi says her dream is to become a great African computer programmer.
I want to get a couple of friends together and set up a company that will develop software that is cheaper and will fit into our context better. Because now almost everything we use here is developed outside the country, outside the continent, and there are certain scenarios that don't quite work when you implement the programs here. So I want to do something that is more centered on Africa.
Well, that's Kwaku, you joined us today. And I believe you're Regina, right?
Over at a nearby company called Rancard Solutions, Higozie Biniche is introducing two Ashesi graduates he recently hired. He is the chief technology strategist for the development of business application software.
We are an ambitious young company, forward-looking, with every intention of going global. Now, it's a little hard to capture that kind of culture and mindset in a lot of graduates who don't really believe in it. They haven't experienced firsthand what it is to work at the cutting edge, and so they struggle to see how and why it can be done in Ghana by Ghanaians like themselves. There's just a bit of a mind gap, and I think it's an exposure thing. So it's definitely a breath of fresh air to meet kids coming out of school with a mindset that, you know, you can really accomplish a lot.
Biniche says after initial frustrations to turn Ghana into a high-tech center for West Africa, refocused efforts are starting to pay dividends.
I think it's coming back around. I think that in 2000, the move for high-tech companies started out, but what we initially, a lot of us fundamentally got wrong was our business models. We were not quite sure where we fit in or our relevance in the economy, how that played out in terms of pure business economics. There were lots of novel ideas, but the relevance to the market space wasn't clearly defined. Since 2001, there's been a lot of shaking and consolidation in the industry, and we're beginning to see companies who are using technology to deliver services. So from core telecommunications to using telecommunications to deliver anything from money to services to education, we're finding companies who are beginning to discover real market needs.
The man behind some of these new high-tech prospects in Ghana, Awua, says it was nice to succeed for himself in the United States. Still, he feels he is doing much more now for others.
When I was working at Microsoft, that was also very exciting. Those were heady times when I was there in the late 80s and early 90s. There are times when I'm back in Seattle and I go visit some of my colleagues who are still there, and they're working on some pretty cool technology, you know, and certainly there's a part of me that misses that sometimes. But what I'm doing now is equally challenging, even more challenging, I think, than what I was doing at Microsoft.
All the students at the university seem to be full of ideas and business plans, trying to design profitable and useful technological improvements. Amwasi wants to develop software in local languages for Ghanaians who cannot read or write in French or English.
I'm looking at something that is developed in a language that will suit them, because stuff like that has been done in India, where they use software that is uses languages that people are familiar with in India.
Rather than adding to the brain drain that afflicts so many sectors of the continent's economy and leave to the United States or Europe, she and other bright students now say they have enough opportunity to stay here. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Accra.